The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Gift Briner here, another exciting program of Community Issues and Missions. We have a great program lined up for you today. Hey, get on the phone, call your friends and your neighbors, tell them to turn your radio on quick to 91.3 FM because Mike Eisenhower is on the airwaves and he has an exciting story to share with you. Mike has done a lot of mission work with Dave Colonin and without all. He's been all over the world in parts of Perry County. Mike, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, everyone.
Mike, first off, you know, it's a difficult thing to talk about that when we lost our favorite radio personality. Dave Colonin is not with us, but you worked with him diligently. Would you mind sharing a few words about your life with Dave Colonin and how he impacted you?
Yeah, that would be great. I'll tell you, Dave Colonin was one of the greatest men that I ever met. He was like a giant. He was actually, I think walking next to Jesus Christ would have been about the same experience that you can really say walking with Dave. Dave taught me so much in the time that we were together. I mean, we had so many wonderful times, wonderful meals. Everything that that man did was just great. Everything all the time was great to him. I mean, he taught me to have a dream. He said, Mike, everybody has to have a big dream. I said, oh, Dave, what's a big dream? He said, well, you know, I want to go to Ecuador. God has been prompting me to go to Ecuador. Would you go along? I said, Dave, if it's your dream, I'm in it with you because I want to live out your big dream. And, you know, back in October of last year, I got the opportunity to go with Dave Colonin, the great man of faith that he was, to go on a mission trip to Ecuador. And when we went, it was a 7-hour truck ride, a 3-hour ride in a canoe, and a half-mile walk back in the jungle. And I'll tell you what, that man at 83 really impressed me. Because, you know, the thing that we have to understand is each and every one of us have a purpose in life and a dream that we should really live out. And the only way you can live that dream out is by putting one foot in front of the other. It's nothing major. It's nothing hard. It's a matter of just taking one foot, one step at a time. First, he had the dream. And then he went to us and said, are you interested in going? And a group of us said, yes, Dave, we want to be in your dream. We want to follow what your path is. I want to walk in the steps of you. Just as the disciples were called by Jesus to walk with them, there was Dave calling a group of us to walk in faith, to walk into an area of mystery and unbelievable scenery that you can't imagine unless you're there. But what a pleasure it was to be by the side of that man. Such a tall giant of a man he was. Now he's walking not on the paths in Ecuador in the rainforest. He's walking on the streets of gold. That man graduated. You see, I think what happened was he went and had the big, big dream. And he fulfilled that dream. He walked. He went and rode on a canoe for 3 hours one way on the water. He didn't walk in the water, but he rode on the water. And then he walked into the rainforest. And then it was time for him to walk in the streets of gold. I mean, what a dreamer. What a dreamer that man was to go and just live out your entire life walking one step at a time with the one purpose in mind, and that purpose was to go straight, never to the left, never to the right, go straight all the time. I want to be just like that man. I'm setting my eyes on the target at the end. See, I think he had in mind his whole life the end of that tunnel. He could see the light, but it was so far off in the beginning, so far off. But when he went and had that dream of Ecuador, he knew the dream was coming close. The tunnel wasn't as far away in his life as it was. Because in November, he said to me, Mike, he said, you know, we're going to have a lot of trips to Ecuador. But you know what? I don't think I can go. Who's going to lead the teams from now on? Who's going to be the one to step into my shoes and take over? Are you the one? I said, Dave, I don't know. But now I feel so impelled by God that to fill Dave Cloning's shoes would be so hard to do. But to step into the path that he was on and continue that walk, that's the easy part. Each and every one of us need to go and just stop where you are right now. Just stop and put your eyes on Jesus. Focus on one thing, the end of your race, because each one of us have a race to run. We have a race that we need to run. And when we run that race, we will someday meet that great man, Dave Cloning, in heaven, walking the streets of gold. Oh, what stories he'll have to share when we get there. But what a man he was. Without Dave, I wouldn't be able to be here today. And I wouldn't have the experiences that I've had, that he has prompted me to put my eyes, even focus them more intensely on that tunnel. That light at the end of the tunnel is where we all need to look. Don't worry about today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because each and every day, God is in control if we allow him to take our life and shine the path for us. He says, I am the light. I am the way. Are you willing to walk on my path? My path, I will take you to that end. When your race is over, what a day that shall be. And you know, when it comes to missions, it's like, boy, what a journey. But you know what? The one thing we all need to realize is we always think of foreign mission fields. But I'm here today to tell you that the moment you open up your front door, the moment your door opens and you put your right or your left foot outside that door, there's your mission field. Your mission field is all around us because Christ opened up the world for us to go into. He says, go into the world and preach my word, share my gospel, and the world is outside of your doorframe. It's not in your house, it's outside.
Micah, you're an extremely fascinating person. You have done other mission trips other than this one with Ecuador, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Could you share a few of those experiences, please? Our listeners would be interested in knowing where you've been and what you've accomplished.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Giff. Yes, I've been to Guatemala. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Alaska. I've been to El Salvador. And my heart is buried in the country of Nicaragua. I started in Nicaragua in 2011. I went down there to a ministry called City of God. And the first moment when my wife and I stepped into the church, I had a digital camera and I shone it towards the stage. And I saw the heat waves, like waves coming off of the platform. And around the pulpit was a glow. I said to my wife, I said, honey, I have to get on that platform, because I can feel the power of God flowing so strongly there. I've said, I was like a little kid. I felt like Moses on top of the mountain. Take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. I had to take my shoes off, and I ran up there. It was the greatest sensation. and ever since, my heart's been buried in that country. I'm going down again April 29th to Nicaragua, and when I go there, I go to feed children. When I started, we were feeding 1,500 kids a week. Now, they're up to 4,000 people. When they started about 20 years ago, they started with 36 people under a tree, feeding them and giving them the word of God. So now it's just the most beautiful thing for me to take people with me down to experience what I experienced, because God will grab a hold of your heart. When you go into the foreign mission field, if you're there because God wants you there, your heart will just melt. When you see children come up to you and they have their bare hands and you want to give them food, but you know the food's too hot to put in their hands, then we can't do anything for them. And it's like that's all they get for a week is that hot meal. It just breaks your heart. When in America here, we throw food into the trash can every day. And these kids are waiting for a bowl of rice with a smile. And I remember one trip I was on, as I'm known as Story Man down there and here. The pastor asked me to give a story at the feeding centers, and God said to me, you know, tell the kids if you're asking them if they're hungry. So I said, are you kids hungry? And all the kids raised their hands. And I said, well, now, you know what? God says for you to get a meal today, you have to do one thing and one thing only. I said, are you ready? I said, you have to smile. No smile, no food. Because you see, a smile is like a bowl that's open up in the air that you could actually put food in to catch it. But if you turn the bowl over like a frown, nothing goes into it, so it falls off. So these kids would just smile so big. Could you imagine smiling for your food? Just going into a restaurant and saying, oh, I'm so thankful that I got something to eat. Instead of going in and grumbling or throwing your food in the trash can, these kids are so grateful for a little bowl of rice that they might not eat in one meal. They might save that for quite a few meals. But how blessed we are in this country to have food each and every day. But you see, God says that He'll provide our daily bread for us each and every day. We just have to ask Him and thank Him and be grateful for what we have in this country.
Mike, you're a fascinating person. Your heart is definitely in the mission field. You mentioned earlier that you were in Alaska as well. Could you share a few words about that, please? What did you accomplish in Alaska?
Yeah, that was a great trip. I went to Alaska in 2010. We went up to a little Indian village, and we went to fix up the church up there. And the kids were so upset with me because I'm a type that I walk in faith and I pray and I ask God to keep it warm. I don't like the cold. I thought, God, why are you sending me to Alaska? You know, I hate the cold weather. So I prayed for a month before I went that it'd be nice and warm and sunny. And when I got there for that week, it was beautiful. Now, the kids up there were so mad because they wanted the rain and be cold, and it didn't. And I said to this little girl, why? She said, because I like to go out and play in it. And I thought, gee, I don't like to get in the rain, but I guess to them that's like snow to us. So it was a great time, Giff. It was just wonderful. The bald eagles were tremendous to see the wild eagles flying and just be within a few feet of them. It was fantastic.
Wow, I like hearing your story. Is that closer to Fairbanks, Nome, Anchorage? What part of Alaska were you in?
We were down on an island. I can't remember which island it was now. The cruise ships go to it, but I can't remember exactly where it was. The lowest part of Alaska.
Okay. Out in those islands there, the lower part towards Russia or the lower part towards Canada?
Canada.
Okay, I got you. Canada. All right. Very good. Vancouver area. Well, that's a fascinating story. How many different countries have you been into over the years, Mike?
I guess five.
Five different countries. Wow, that is really, really quite an accomplishment. And you anticipate doing more? I mean, you know, I don't want to sound derogatory, but you know, you're not a kid anymore. You're going to go do more?
Oh, my, yes. If Dave Clooney can do it at 83, I'll do it at 90 if I
All
have to.
All right, there you go. I like your spirit. Well, that's fantastic. Well, Mike, I wish you all the very best. I am pleased that you're here. I am pleased that you are helping to pick up the parts that are remaining and reflecting back on Dave Colonna's life and your activities involved with Celebration Community Church in Dillsburg. You are to be commended. You are a man of God, and I thank you for being here. And hopefully we'll be able to have you back after your trip that you're going on here very soon. And we want to hear about that trip as well. Thank you, my friend. But for right now, Gift Briner saying so long. Catch you later. Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.